Hey, backstage. Okay, so I'm gonna do a questionnaire. I couldn't think of the word. I was about to say souvenir, and then I was like, no, it's questionnaire. By Sunnydale Bound, which, by the way, I like your username. I'm a big Buffy fan myself. Yeah, so I'm gonna do the One Nosy Bish questionnaire. So let's just jump in and get started. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? I'm like really content where I live currently. But if I had to pick somewhere else to move, it would probably be a toss-up between Paris and Tokyo. Paris because it's just like a really romantic and beautiful city, and it's also like the birthplace in a lot of ways of a lot of art, and I really love art, so that's like part of why I'd like to move there. I mean, I guess you could argue that like Rome is also the birthplace of art, or like any old world city, but Paris appeals to me for some reason. I just like really like the feel of the city. And Tokyo because I really like Japanese like street fashion, and I like Japanese culture. I really love sushi, which is a silly place to like silly reason to move to a new place, but and I just kind of like consider myself a little bit of a Japanophile, like I'm not like crazy, like I don't watch anime, but yeah, that's yeah. Okay, what is the first thing you must do when you wake up? Naughty answer is fine. Ooh la la. When I wake up, I usually check my phone to see if I can go back to sleep, like if I have enough time to go back to sleep, because I love sleeping. Like, I know that like everyone loves sleeping, but I'm not a morning person at all. Like, I am definitely like a hit the snooze button sort of girl. So, like, I will definitely check to see. So, yeah, that's the first thing I do. I will definitely check to see if I can go back to sleep. And then if I can go back to sleep, I'll go back to sleep. If I can't, usually I'll like get up, brush my teeth, like, you know, usual things. I don't know. Like, I'm definitely not a morning person, so it takes me a little while to get out of bed. So sometimes I'll just go back to sleep, even if I shouldn't go back to sleep, which is really bad. But what are you gonna do? Okay. Do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept or how do you feel about it? I do play video games. I'm the world's worst gamer. I'm terrible at anything open concept. I don't really understand like massively multiplayer online role-playing games. Like, I don't get that. Like, I don't get like the technical aspects of like how you do it, and I don't know. Like, it's just all kind of goes over my head. So I prefer like platform gaming. Some favorites, Super Mario Brothers, anything Mario, Mario Kart, Kirby. I really love Kirby. Yoshi's Woolly World, Woolly World. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Yoshi's Woolly World. I like Mortal Kombat, which isn't really, I guess it's a platform game. Stuff like that. I like first person shooters too. I don't know, anything that's not too crazy about strategy or like too immersive, because I tend to get confused and lost, honestly. You know, like how there's different quests and stuff, and you're supposed to go through the map world and find them. I just like can't, like, I just can't, I won't bother, like, with it. So, yeah. Okay. What is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with it? TV show, there's like the sitcom trifecta, which is Friends, The Office, and Parks and Recreation, which are my three favorite shows. They're like, the jokes just like never get old, although I think the last season of Parks and Rec was not as good as the rest, but still. Let's see, movie, Mean Girls. Mean Girls is just a classic, and I never really get sick of it because it's really funny. And then I have like, those are not like my favorite. That's like not my favorite movie, but my favorite movie I feel like I've seen so many times at this point that I actually am almost a little bored of it. Like, if that makes sense. I mostly watch it when I'm like sad and need like comfort now. So, what's your favorite album by any band or singer? Déjà Entendu by Brand New. It's a classic. It's amazing. If you've never heard it, oh, it's just soul-suckingly beautiful. I love it. Have you ever broken a bone? And if so, what happened? I have never broken a bone, but I've sprained my ankle, which is really old. I was like a teenager. I don't even really remember what happened, but it never quite set right. So sometimes it still like is annoying. Like sometimes I have trouble walking on it, which sucks. But yeah, it's just like never quite set right. It was a really, really bad sprain. And then I fractured my tailbone, which was a really crazy story. I fell down a flight of stairs, which I'm a really clumsy person, but I really don't recommend doing that because it hurt and they can't really do anything to you when you fracture your tailbone. So you're kind of just like, oh, everything hurts and I'm dying. So yeah, that really sucked. But yeah. Okay. What is one kink you wish you could try in real life or you're just too afraid or don't know the logistics of it? I'm going to turn on my fan, so I'm sorry if you guys can hear that. It's just crazy, crazy hot in here. I don't know. You can probably hear my, my heat, like, just turned on crazy loud. So, yeah, what's one kink you wish you could try in real life but are too afraid or don't know the logistics of it? Probably, like, hardcore bondage. I don't know. It's not that I'm, like, afraid. It's more that I feel like it requires an element of trust that I haven't built with anyone, like, yet. So, yeah, like, that would definitely be it, like, hardcore bondage. I can't really think of anything else. Yeah, probably hardcore bondage. Do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? I love toys. I have quite the toy collection. But my go-to is probably, like, the Hitachi style. It's not actually Hitachi because I have a magic wand, like, by Hitachi, and I found that it's not actually as strong as the one that I have separately, which is, I think, from Love Honey, like, that website. But that's my go-to. I love toys. I actually just ordered a bunch of them for Black Friday, and I cannot wait to get them. I don't know. I was thinking about doing, like, a toy review ramble fap, but I've tried to do ramble faps in the past, and I just kind of can't, like, I don't know why. I, like, can't get into doing them. Like, something about it makes me feel, like, self-conscious that I'm, like, actually, like, that it's, like, my real orgasm, but, like, at the same time, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, okay. When you're by yourself and in the mood, what's the best way to relieve your lust? I use my vibrator. Like, in terms of, like, what I listen to or watch, I love Gone Wild Audio, obviously. I definitely have a couple favorite performers out there. Porn, straight porn, lesbian porn, massage porn, lots of different kinds of porn. I like all the porn. BDSM porn, I like. I'm pretty equal opportunity when it comes to porn. I don't, like, of course I have my preferences, but I would say that I'm, like, pretty varied in my interests, and it, like, depends on the day. Like, sometimes I'm, like, super vanilla, and sometimes I'm, like, all of the, you know, not vanilla, like, kinks. What's the biggest turn-on for you in regards to another person? I would say, like, a quiet confidence, because I tend to be, like, kind of a high-strung person. So when someone's just, like, very quietly confident, and, like, they know that they're, like, a cool person, but not cocky, just confident, like, that's incredibly sexy to me. Also, like, beautiful eyes are, like, another thing. I don't know. I can't really think of anything else. Beautiful eyes. Oh, I really like, when they smell good, but, like, not, like, overpower, like, I like cologne, but, like, not overpoweringly, I guess. I don't know. It's just, like, smell is such a specific thing, but I'm really, like, when a guy smells really good. I think that's it. Okay, so that's all 10 questions. Thank you guys for listening. As always, my comments and PMs are always open. And if anyone wants to request anything for Gone Wild Audio, I love requests because I'm terrible at picking my own audios. So if you guys want to request something, please feel free to slide in those DMs. And if I'm comfortable with it, of course, I'll record it. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.